Wow. So that happened. By that, of course, I mean 2020 and beyond. It's been a while since I've talked to you here on the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast. But here I am again. I decided to stop by and have a chat with you and talk a little bit about what I've been up to, because why not? You deserve to know, right? You've invested your time in listening to the podcast before, and it's been too long. Let's face facts. We need to chat. We need to get back together again, because the world is starting to come out of its shell now that the COVID pandemic has abated somewhat for the moment in certain parts of the world, I should say. Not everywhere, but some parts of the world. Other parts, it's just as bad as ever, if not worse. But where I'm based here in the U.S., it's not too bad right now. Knock on wood. We're getting ready to do a few things for the summertime. I think there might be some vacation travel in my future. Thank God. I can't wait. It's been so long. Oh, man. I've almost forgotten what it's like to go somewhere other than somewhere in my own town or a neighboring town. I feel like a person back in the 1890s or something, restricted by the limits of transportation technology, forced to stay within a small region, a small radius. And, you know, it's maybe not as romantic as it might seem when you're looking back and thinking about how cool it might have been back then and a less overdeveloped, technologically overdeveloped society without quite as much industrial revolution domination and corporate domination and all that sort of thing. You know, we tend to romanticize the past, but it wasn't always that wonderful. People had to stay put for the most part, right? And if you did travel, it was kind of an arduous experience, especially when we're talking about the 1800s. And even that wasn't too bad. You can go back to the 1700s and the 1600s. I mean, it's amazing to me that people went anywhere. And it is true that often people who did travel, at least for leisure travel, had to be people of means. They had to have money and they had to have time. And so, you know, a certain class of people, I think, tended to travel more than others, except for, of course, those people who had to travel to seek work and to seek sustenance and all that sort of thing, the gypsies and the nomads and all that. But we're in this new era now, and we've been kind of like bottled up for a while, getting a little taste of what that was like to be stuck in your village. And now we're finally getting back out again. And that's great. And it's also meaning that it's also a time to start writing about different things and to start coming out of our shells in other ways creatively and to explore creatively. I think that's definitely something that's true, because it was a little distracting last year, I'll be honest with you. And I think I'll bet you many of you feel the same way. If you're creatives like I am, I'll bet that you had some of the same kind of sentiments as you were trying to write your stories and books and maybe writing songs or producing videos or doing sculpture or illustration or whatever. I'm willing to bet that you struggled a little bit with it, as did I, because there were so many distractions. I mean, it wasn't just the pandemic, right? It was also the election. That was a little bit distracting. And then, of course, this year we had the insurrection. That was a little distracting. And things have been a little nutty. You know, whatever your political tendencies are, I don't care. It's been a little crazy. And now it's finally time to get back to normal a little bit. I hope it lasts, because I think I've had enough of the nuttiness to last me for a while. I really want to get back to normal. So looking forward to doing some travel, and also looking forward to hopefully uncorking some enthusiastic writing, some creativity that might have been a little bit bottled up last year over concerns for different things that were happening in the world, in our world. So anyway, I'm happy to say that I do have a couple of projects that are underway right now that you might be interested in hearing about. I know I've talked about one of them, at least, in the not-too-distant past. Well, my last podcast was in November, and now here we are. It's June, so that's quite a ways back. So I don't really remember everything I talked about, though I do have some notes here, so that gives me a clue. But I know I did mention that I'm working on a project that's involves Steve Ditko, the famous comic book artist and writer and creator of characters and concepts. He was originally from my hometown of Johnstown, PA, which is where I currently reside. And he has never really been honored in his hometown of Johnstown, but finally Johnstowners are stepping up and they're putting it out there and they're saying, hey, he's a native son. We're very proud of him. And there's an exhibit coming up at the Bottle Works Museum in Cambria City, the Cambria City section of town. They're going to have original Ditko artwork and Ditko inspired work and all kinds of stuff. There's a play, an off-Broadway play called Ditko that was performed in New York City. In 2019, at least. I remember it was there when I was in the city for Comic-Con 19, which seems like an eternity ago now. But it was, they're going to be performing that here in town at the State Theater. The exhibit, by the way, opens up, let's see, July 30th. They open to the public at 5 o'clock p.m., July 30th. And it's going to be a big deal. It's going to be a real coming out party for fans of Steve Ditko, and it's a big deal because Steve was very influential as an artist and writer, plotter, creator. He co-created Spider-Man with Stan Lee back in the 60s. He also created the Doctor Strange character, and those two alone are enough to justify calling him a creative genius who has had an incredible impact on culture. And he's really made a difference in a lot of lives, and it's amazing. Well, he passed in 2018, and so it's been a little while here since then. But now people are stepping up, and they're going to do this exhibit. They're going to have displays around town, and it's just great. It's great to see, because when I was growing up, we didn't really know that Steve was from Johnstown. We didn't know much about him. We knew that he was the famous Marvel Comics guy, and he also worked at DC and Charlton and other companies. But there was always a rumor that he was from Johnstown, but people would dismiss it. People would say, nah, that's, people are making that up. That's not true. It was always a rumor. Nobody really knew for sure. It's the big mystery of comic book fans in the 70s and 80s. But sure enough, it was true. He was from Johnstown, and his family still lives here, and it's pretty cool to see him finally getting his due locally, as he should have all along. But Steve was, you know, he was brilliant, and he spent most of his life in New York City, but he always came back to Johnstown to visit his family, and so he always had a connection. He maintained a strong connection to the area. So it's only right that we get the good word out about this guy. And I wanted to also let you know that I'm working on a book project with Steve's family, and we're going to bring that out sometime in the future. I think later this year or next year, 2022, possibly. It's taking a little while to get it finished and to put it in the right position for publication, but it's really coming together well. I've basically written the whole thing and gone through it and done some heavy edits, and I'm really happy with it, and I know you're going to love it as well. So if you love Steve Ditko, if you love comics, you're going to love this book, and it's going to have some incredible photography in it as well that you have never seen before. There's not a lot of photography of Steve out there on the internet for you to find, right? So if you go looking, you won't find that many images of him as a rule, but the family is releasing a lot of images that they had in their own private archives, and they're going to be included in this book. So it's going to be quite a special book. There are a lot of books out there about Steve Ditko, but this will be a really unique book that tells his story in a unique way, It tells the story of him and his family and his friends and colleagues in their words, and it'll have some incredible never-before-seen images and artwork, and it's just going to be fantastic. So I can't wait to get that book completely put together and published, and I'll let you know. You'll be among the first to know when it's going to be available. Right now, I can say that I'm also involved in another project, and that's a bundle of ebooks released by the International Association of Science Fiction and Fantasy Authors, also known as the IASFA. And the bundle is a bundle of space adventure books, and it includes one of my books. That book is Sticks and Stones, a Trek novel, and I know you'll love it. I know you'll love this bundle. It's available at a very low price, $7.99 for this entire bundle of books. You'll get all these great novels by some incredible writers, including the great Craig Martell, who's just published so many different novels and has been around for a while. He's a key figure. He's one of the originators of the 20 Books to 50K movement, and he's one of the originators of the IASFA as well. So this is going to be, it's a great bundle of books, the Space Adventure Book Bundle, and it's out from the IASFA, and it's on sale now. So make sure you rush out and get a copy of this set, because if you don't, it's going to be gone. I'm telling you, it's only running until July 4th. You've got to get on the bandwagon and grab yourself a package of these great books. It's going to be awesome. Trust me on this one. It's going to be great. You're going to love it. You're really going to love Sticks and Stones. It's written in the style of a Star Trek novel, because it kind of started life as a Star Trek novel, an Enterprise novel, actually, Star Trek Enterprise. But it took on a life of its own after it did not see publication as a Star Trek novel, and became something new and different, and it has been really well received. I love it. It's one of my favorite things that I've written, and I'm going to use it as the basis of an entire series of books, which we'll talk about more coming up in the future, because I'm really excited about that particular project, and it's something I really want to bring to you. Speaking of projects, I also have a new Kickstarter that I would like to tell you a little bit about. It involves a series of books that I've written or that I'm writing. It's called The Starbarian Saga. And what that is a mix of Conan the Barbarian and Star Wars. If you had to pitch it, you'd say Conan meets Star Wars, right? It's these barbarian guys in the distant post-apocalyptic future, and they're rescued from a ravaged Earth by these high-tech humans who call themselves the Blacksmiths. They have the technology, but they don't have the ferocity or the violence, the ability to fight back that humanity once did, that these barbarians do possess. And now they need that, because there's a force that's coming. It's called the Call, C-A-U-L, the Call. And it's there are these evil galactic dominators, and they're coming for Earth, they're coming for humanity, and the only hope is the Starbarian group on the planet Earth. So they're brought out of, you know, their primitive state and brought up into space. And anyway, it's a really good book and lots of action. I mean, it's a really great series with a lot of action. The two main characters are called Torque and Angar. They're opposing chieftains of these barbarian tribes, and they're brought up to this fleet of ships in space and encouraged to work together to help save the planet and humanity. And they're not really crazy about that, so it's kind of interesting and exciting, and I know you'll enjoy these novels. Anyway, I have a Kickstarter coming out for the first two novels in the series, Horde's Challenge and Horde's Power, okay? So these two books, you can't find them anywhere right now. They were only available for a brief time in ebook form as part of a story bundle last year. So in 2020, they were available as part of the Space Odyssey 2020 story bundle, and that was the only time you could get those ebooks. I've made sure that they have been out of release for a while, and now we're bringing them out as part of this Kickstarter. The whole idea behind the Kickstarter is to produce paperback and hardback editions of these first two books. But as a bonus, you also have the ebook edition, which you can't get anywhere else. This is the first place, the first time you'll really be able to get hard copy editions of these books and also the ebook edition. And there'll be lots of great rewards. There's going to be a collectible pin set, and you can get Tuckerizations in the novels and, you know, cameo appearances in the books. And there'll be a lot of other great rewards as well. And it's starting up soon. Let me see what the date was on that, because I just picked the date last night. It is starting on the 20th of July. So I better get busy, because I don't have it all together yet. But I wanted to tell you about it because it's coming up. I want you to keep your eyes open, keep your eyes peeled. And the best way to do that would be to subscribe to my newsletter. Jump on board with that. It's a very informative thing. It comes out maybe once a month or once every 3 weeks or so. I do not I don't bring it out so often that it becomes annoying. Like, I hate when you subscribe to a newsletter and then you get something like every single day. That drives me crazy. This is not like that. Okay, this is not like that. This newsletter only comes out periodically, about once a month, I would say is about right. Anyway, I'm looking for something while I'm talking to you, and I'm having trouble finding it. Now, where is this? Ah, here we go. So, in order to subscribe, excuse me, to my newsletter, go to newsletter.blastoffbooks, spell it like it sounds, .net. That's newsletter.blastoffbooks.net. Okay, that's the landing page where you can subscribe to the newsletter and you'll find out all the good stuff about this new Kickstarter that's coming up. You could also follow me on Facebook. Just look me up, Robert Jashonik, and you'll be able to find all the good information there too, because there's a lot coming out with this Kickstarter project. And it'll be starting on the 20th and it'll run 3 weeks. So make sure you jump on board while you can, because it'll be a lot of fun, lots of great rewards, and I would really appreciate it if you could help me to make the paperback and hardcover editions of these books a reality and make them as good as they can be. I really want to make them shine, and I know you'll enjoy getting these books and having them to hold and treasure before anybody else in the free world or elsewhere, okay, because they're not going to be available just everywhere. At least not for quite a while, and not in quite the same way that they will be through this campaign with these rewards and all this good stuff. So make sure you keep an eye open for that. Those are the big doings that I have here in the immediate future. I also wanted to talk a little bit about the current creative situation that's been going on with me. And some of the places I've been going with my writing, which is been trying to reach a little bit further and do some different things and stretch a little bit. And I hope you're trying to do the same as well, because I think that's what is the most fun in terms of writing and being creative, is when you really stretch and you let yourself reach further to do something different, right? Because it's so easy to just fall into the trap of doing the same old thing, right? And just sort of saying, well, this is good enough. People like this, and this has been selling for me. And let's keep doing this one thing just this way and mix it up just a little bit, just enough. But, you know, let's not get outside our comfort zone, right? Let's stick with this genre or this series or this storyline, this character, whatever it is. It's easy to do, to get in your comfort zone. And it can be difficult to break out of, especially if you're having success in that comfort zone. I mean, why mess with success, right? But I think if you're like me, you like to do unique things and read unique things and write unique things, and you like to stretch, you like to reach. And I think especially now that we're sort of coming out of the pandemic period, and we're in this kind of quiet time between elections, which I don't think will last forever. There always seems to be new excitement on the horizon in that regard. But right now we have this time where we can sort of, I don't know, get our footing again and start to think about things in new ways and process what we've been through and then apply it in new ways. And I hope you're doing that. I hope you're looking in those directions because I certainly am. I'm always looking for new ways to push the envelope creatively and to do new things because, frankly, that's what I enjoy the most, I've got to say. And I know that's sometimes limited my ability to stay with projects for a long period of time and to have long-running series, you know, with like 21 books in each series or 25 books that all have the same kind of characters and the same long-term storyline and all that sort of thing. Because I tend to go after the bright and shiny stuff. I tend to go after what's interesting me at any given time. But I do think there's value in being of that mindset. And I think it's exciting, man. That's what gets me jazzed. This just happened this week when I was writing something. It was a very short piece. And it was, I don't want to give anything away about it because I haven't sent it out yet to the editor for his consideration, but it was something I had never seen before, something I had never tried before. And just thinking about it got me excited. And man, that's when it really comes to life for me. And I think that's when it comes to life for all of us creative types. When something gets you so excited, you feel a tingle. Right? You feel the tingle. Like, I'll literally feel a tingle in my stomach when I think about something like that. I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool. And it can be some kind of a structural trick or a unique character situation, a unique story idea, a unique novel idea, just something that you've not seen before. And it just... When I see that, when I come up with something like that, or when I channel it from whatever I tap into when I'm getting these ideas, right? When I receive something like that, and that is what it's like. It's like receiving. It really is. When something like that comes into my mind, I get excited because I'm like, yes, this is why I write. No, more than that, this is why I live. Because it's what I love so much. Oh my God, I love it. There's nothing like it. It's a real buzz. It really is. Writers, you guys, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. That's that moment when you're just like, oh wow, yeah. What if I did this? Can I get away with it? Can I pull it off? The story I wrote this week, did I pull it off? I don't know. I kind of can't tell right now. I hope I did. But it's an exciting idea. What I did is very different. I've not seen it anywhere. And the way I executed it especially. So I wanted to share with you how I think a little bit about my creative process. I was talking about this with my interns last week, somewhat. Talking about not just going after the low-hanging fruit, right? The easy answer for your story. Reaching further, going for, you know, idea choice 39, right? Instead of choice number one or two. Instead of going for the obvious thing, go for the unique, the thing that hasn't been done, that maybe has never been done. Right? In quite the same way that you're going to do it. And that's what excites me more than anything as a writer and in life. So I just wanted to share that with you. I hope you're, you know, trying to do some of the same things now that the pandemic is sort of on the wane, and I hope you're taking care of yourselves. Please, please do that. If you haven't been vaccinated, you know, I mean, that's up to you, right? But I think you should consider it. To be on the safe side because these crazy variants are going around. But please don't like come after me for, you know, being politically on one side or the other because I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying stay healthy and help keep the people around you healthy. And I think to do that, you're better off getting vaccinated. I got vaccinated and I'm not having any negative impacts, at least none that I'm aware of. So I can't say it's a bad thing, and I think it's good, and I think you're showing concern for your fellow man if you do it. So I recommend that you get vaccinated. There, I took a stand on something. I can't believe it. I never do this in these podcasts. But this isn't really so much of a, it's not a political stand anymore. I think it's just a common sense stand. So either way, stay healthy. If you do get sick, take care of yourself, get well quickly, and keep the creative juices flowing, because that's what makes life zestful. That's what makes it fun and exciting, frankly. So, you know, hang in there and keep it going. So that's really what I wanted to talk about. In past podcasts, I've called it the closing thought. We'll call it the thought for this time around. I'm probably going to restructure the podcast somewhat, mix things up a little bit here as we move forward. But right now, I just wanted to get one out there because I kept putting it off saying, I'm going to completely redo this and come up with new ideas and maybe change the name and change the podcast artwork and all that sort of thing. And I thought, you know what, let's just start by doing a cast again because it's been so darn long. So so this is it. Welcome back to the cast, and I'm glad you could make it. I hope you'll remember moving forward that you can find me all over the place on social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Look me up. Robert Jashonek, Pi Press. You can also find me soon as Blast Off Books. That's a new thing for me. I'm going to be talking more about that in podcasts to come. Blast Off Books, brought to you by Inevitable. That's another thing that's coming up here for me and in the future and my company. So we'll be talking about that coming up as well. Anyway, look for me on social media. I hope you'll also on Facebook check out Robert's Readers. It's a group on Facebook where I will periodically put out some free reading material for the group. You can find free books and free stories there. Just go and check it out. Sign up. Just look up Robert's Readers on Facebook, and I will sign you in, and then you can go and raid the freebie library, and you'll find lots of great stuff to read there. And like I said, check out my newsletter. It's newsletter.blastoffbooks.net. Check out my website at bobscribe.com. That's new. Bobscribe.com. I like saying that. Bobscribe.com. Check it out. And like I said, I hope to talk to you again sometime soon. Until next time, here on the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast, I hope you remember to be good to each other and whatever you love the most, keep on doing it as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else. Good night from Planet Bob, and I'll talk to you again sometime soon. Bye-bye.